followers and is calling for upwards of 100,000 people to disrupt the inauguration.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin in Washington. President-elect Joe Biden unveiling his coronavirus plan tonight, which includes stimulus checks and ramping up vaccinations. U.S. coronavirus deaths are approaching 386,000. A new Justice Department report criticizes the Trump administration's zero-tolerance border policy, saying they knew it would lead to family separations.
The report also concluded leaders did not inform local prosecutors children would be separated. More than 3,000 separations occurred, and some children have never been reunited with their families.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a lot of ups and downs in our forecast lately, and it looks like another cold front is on the way. So clouds will be on the increase tonight. There's a chance of a late night shower or maybe a shower first thing Friday morning, but the chances are small. Then behind a cool front, it will turn breezy and kind of chilly tomorrow with a high temperature only in the low to mid-50s, but we'll fall to freezing or below Friday night and Saturday night. And Saturday's high temperature, even with sunshine, will only be in the 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The Four Implementation.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation.
Softly through the sun, in a broken. Here he is, the man who's working that strange magic. It's David Ernest.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Rusty.
Yes, sir.
And tonight is our conspiracy night.
Yes. And
do we have our guest?
Sitting here directly in front of me is Terry Adams. He's right here.
This is fantastic.
Let me get you a microphone here. I am remiss. Yes.
Thing, one, two,
there
three.
You, there you are. One, two,
three. Hi, I'm here, David.
And we had another little song you wanted to play tonight.
Good choice on ELO. I love ELO.
Do we want to go into that, or we want to go into it a little bit later? I got it right here.
Go ahead.
Okay. Give me just one second because we got like 8,000 things up here.
No way.
Yeah. Would I lie to you? Would I tell you that?
That's beside the point. We got 8,000 things up.
Technology.
Okay, here we go.
Well, Greg does a lot on his show. He bounces around, covers a lot of ground.
He really does.
Well, I can't find it. Oh, here it is.
Well, you find it later.
No, I got it. Here we go.
You got it, okay.
Now, you'll explain this after we play.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam. Born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle Joy.
Is that who I think it is?
Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
And that, of course, James Cagney.
Yes.
What was the name of that Yankee?
He was supposed to play Robin Hood, and he had a dispute with the studio, and they got newcomer Errol Flynn to play Robin Hood.
I can see.
Can you see
James Cagney? Sheriff of Nottingham.
Exactly.
You shot my brother.
Exactly.
You dirty rat.
Exactly.
But do you know what the name of that song is?
No.
I'm thinking Yankee Doodle Dandy. You know what the name of it is?
It's got to be.
No?
But the
Yankee Doodle Boy. That's the name of it.
The Yankee Doodle
Boy. The Yankee Doodle Boy.
I had no idea.
Well, you know, the first song was Strange Magic by ELO.
Correct.
Right.
And the reason why we wanted to play that tonight is there is some strange magic going on. It's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt, Terry. You know, it's a witch hunt. I'm going to go straight into it.
Sure.
This is something that we have read about called the cancel culture, where they try to cancel us out. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have.
You know, the left labels everything as a terrorist right wing. They cancel out our movements by making everyone fearful. Mm-hmm. They cancel relationships. They try to get people going against you. Mm-hmm. They're trying to censor us. Look at what they're doing to our representation. The people we voted for went up there and did what we wanted. They're trying to censor them. They're lying about us. They're saying that we're all just like the people who broke in, for example.
Character assassination.
And not all those people were bad, obviously. Getting you out of the way by using force.
Yep.
In other words, they have the Antifa. The laws they're trying to change for us, the labeling of they're trying to get rid of us. This is what they're trying to do with Trump. They're trying to cancel him. They're trying to impeach him. They're trying to delete him. Mm-hmm. They're trying to cancel Mo Brooks. They're trying to delete them. They want to relabel us as terrorists, not Republicans, and not, you know, our politicians as almost terrorists. They want to be instigators of harm. This is what they're doing with Bo Brooks, Barry Board, the rest of them. They're trying to cancel our votes out by labeling our representation as bad folks. They're making up evidence and lies to delete us, to get us out, to cancel out. And they're doing it with a witch.
Absolutely.
You know who that witch is, though? Well, several witches. I think there's a witch's brew up there. You got Pelosi. You got Elizabeth Warren. You got that lady up there at AOC. Maybe they are the witches.
Yeah, well said. Well, I know they're Luciferian psychopaths, and I know there's a big, giant coven up there. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, you know, it's just a disgrace.
It is.
That we're seeing all these things go on. I'm seeing all these people's lives they're trying to wreck. They shut down Parler.
Uh-huh.
They're taking away free speech, and they say it's because we're bad.
Yep.
Yeah. They utilize this. In other words, they jumped on the bandwagon to delete us out and to delete Trump out, delete our movement out, just make us be omitted. You know, it's like deleting the hard drive. In other words, we'll get rid of them and they can't give us any trouble. They can't complain because we have silenced them.
Yeah, well, keep in mind, it's not specifically just Donald Trump. If anybody had gone up there and wanted to reinstitute the Constitution and change things the way they're supposed to be, they'd do the same thing to them. And they're setting an example with Donald Trump. They're showing us what will happen if we try to put the government back on the right track. This is what they will do to us.
Amen. I mean, what was it? Someone made a speech the other day, and they said 19 minutes after he was president, they were trying to impeach him?
Yep.
I mean, 19 minutes or 19 hours, what does it matter? They immediately tried to impeach him the instant he became president.
Yeah, he's flying the ointment.
And as he's leaving, they're trying to impeach him.
Yep.
They want to delete him out. Get him away where he can't be of danger.
Well, there's something else about this trying to get rid of him. He's only got, what, 6 days now, I think? Something like that?
Yeah.
All right. Why are they trying to get him out ahead of time? Is it possible that he's got something up his sleeve? Now, I don't want to go into the hope porn thing, but my source at the Pentagon sent me something, and he doesn't want to get into it. He doesn't believe it either. He said, if this is going to happen, it's the biggest secret ever because there's no talk of it in the Pentagon. But yeah, they're thinking that something's about to happen, and I pray to God it does, but I just don't believe it till I see it.
I don't either. My instincts tell me nothing's going to happen.
His too.
Except for the fact that they tried to delete us, and we're going to have to keep fighting to not be deleted.
Absolutely.
In other words, our information, our mouths, our brains, our emotions. This deletion thing has been going on for quite some time.
True.
If you look under Wikipedia, it's in there. And it explains it in a lot of details, and I'm going to try to get to it right quick if I can here. You know how these computers are. But the cancel culture movement is what it's called. And, you know, there's a lot about it. So Wikipedia is called call-out culture.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel culture, or the call-out culture, is a modern form of ostracism in which someone is thrust out of social or professional circles, either online, social media, in the real world, or both, or politically. Those who are subject to this ostracism are said to be canceled. They don't count anymore. We've gotten rid of them. I'm paraphrasing some here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it goes on and talks about the academic analysis of it. This makes a lot of sense. It talks about students going to these colleges,
mm-hmm.
and they're afraid to speak up, say, I believe in the conservative, traditions, but they're afraid of being ostracized about the professors, the political science, and all these people. Not all of them are like that, but, you know, a lot of them are. And, of course, because of all of this, you know, our children are influenced, and they say, well, if I got to agree with it, might as well just go on with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's just a lot of stuff. Now, you know, the American people, the public opinion they talk about in here, you know, a poll showed that the cancel culture, defined as the practice of withdrawing support or canceling public figures and companies after they had dared or said something, was common. 40% of the respondents said they had withdrawn support from public figures and companies. This is what's being done to us.
Absolutely. You know,
they're trying to cancel us out. We missed by a few measly votes. And because of that, of course, we didn't miss the votes. They were robbed from us, obviously.
Sure, they stole it.
Not only did they rob our votes, but what votes we had in there, they canceled out, Terry.
That's right. And we can prove it, but we will never see our day in court because the courts are corrupt. They own the courts. You know, Alan Dershowitz wrote a book called Cancel Culture. So he was kind of ahead of this, and it's all about eliminating our free speech, eliminating due process for us, because they called us deplorables initially, and AOC said last year they were coming after us, and they will come after us, and it won't just be individuals coming after us. It's going to be the system that they've hijacked they're going to use to come after us.
That's right. You know, I've already seen them doing it. Now, look what they're trying to do with Mo Brooks. They're trying to silence him so he can't speak.
Yep.
They want to put him in, sort of like putting you in the way I understand it, they sort of like putting you in the corner and one of those doom's hats on, you know, and you can't talk.
You're in like permanent timeout.
So if they do that, Where's our representation? They do Barry Moore like that, or maybe some other of our representatives? Was that what Shelby was afraid of? He's going, well, I don't want to be ostracized,
exactly,
so I'm not going to do it.
Exactly,
you see,
right.
They use the fear factor even on our representation.
Yep. Yep.
We had some people who had some gonads, and they went up there and said, look, our people don't believe this. They would love to look at the evidence, and if the vote wasn't stolen, we're going with it. But let us see it. And they said, you can't see it.
Exactly.
By the way, you're canceled.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, what kind of government do we have?
It's no longer of, by, and for the people, David.
You know, there's so many things that have been going on. And, you know, that brings up something. Someone texted me this something the other day, and I'm going to read this about. There's a bunch of states, and Alabama is one of them, mm-hmm. that wants to go in and change some things around, the Constitution, but they're good things. In other words, it's called the Convention of States. Have you heard of this?
Yes. 37 states agreed to it. We can go to D.C. and change what we want to change.
And the way I understand, we were only two away.
Yep.
At one time, there was 34, and we were only... two away, or there was 33, whatever. We were only two away, and they said two other states rescinded.
Imagine that.
So yeah, I guess canceled again,
mm-hmm.
So that they wouldn't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they were getting too close. They were afraid of two more states. You know, these things that need to be changed, you know, the red states are the ones that are in this Convention of States, from what I could tell. The red states are saying, look, let's change some things.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, we're not getting any things done. We're states. We want states' rights. And they said, no. And they're trying to cancel out our states' rights.
Yep.
In other words, the way it looks, they have hijacked us.
They have. You're absolutely right. And you know as well as I do, David, the way the Founding Fathers set it up, if you read the Constitution, the bigger the government, the less freedoms the people have. The smaller the government, the more freedoms the people have. And that's why government has been so bloated for so long. It's a behemoth that's out of control. We are no longer the master of the government. It's the other way around.
It's just absolutely, absolutely terrible.
It is.
You know, the way this is being brought to the table, so to speak. But who would have ever dreamed that they say, well, you are just stepchildren, you're not worthy of our of existence.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bother us. And by the way, your representation, your representatives, we're canceling them out. We're going to muzzle them. And anybody who stands up to talk about things that you believe in, we're going to get rid of them.
Yep, going to squash you. Squash dissent.
So
yep.
What can we do to promote folks like Mo Brooks, you know, and Barry Moore? You know, I personally would love to see Mo Brooks become a senator in Alabama, personally.
Me too, because
you know, I was talking to him about it, and he said, I will do it if enough people want me. He said, it's going to be hard to raise money, but I'm thinking if we use grassroots, we won't need as much money. You know, if you look at Mo Brooks on the internet about net worth, he's not the richest guy up there. He's on the bottom 20%.
Good.
It's not like he went up there to get rich.
Right.
He's a different kind of guy. And I'm sure Barry Moore is the same way, you know, and Mike Rogers, maybe, I don't know. But the thing is, you know, what can we do to make sure our voice as citizens is being heard up there when they want to put a doom, you know, a hat on them and put them in the corner and make them shut up?
Not much. Not much.
You're from Alabama. Shut up.
Yeah, there's not much we can do. I mean, I don't want to say what we would have to do or what would have to be done to get this government, to get this country back. I don't want to say it, but we all know what.
Well, you would be. Yeah. They would cancel you out if you say it.
I know. That's why I'm not going to say it.
They would probably come after you.
They would. I'm not going to say it, but you know what I mean.
I know what you're thinking, and I think the same thing probably. You know, the thing is, what they tried to do the other day, and it's a shame that some people got hurt and are killed. Of course, they're making it worse than it really was. I've heard some folks say they went in there, they didn't really know you know, they weren't going in there to hurt anybody. Right. You know, they were going down there to protest, and the crowds were pushing people forward and all such of that. But I say, okay, they went too far with it. But here's the thing. When you get a whole nation angry, what do you expect if you don't let them look at the evidence, the hard drives, and the ballots? What do you expect? You want to just cancel everything out?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're right. Well, what you have to understand is in that rally, Antifa penetrated the Trump supporters. Some of them were wearing Trump stuff. They've been identified. We know exactly what happened. But here's the hope porn in all this. Trump had black ops guys that had infiltrated as well, and their goal during that was to get the Pelosi's laptop and one of the other ones' laptop, which they did get. So they've got the goods on Pelosi. She's been working with Communist China. She's a traitor, just like we knew. Trump has all this, but the question is, who's going to listen to it? Who's going to look at this and go, you're right, she is a traitor, let's charge her? There's nobody because there's so much corruption.
It's absolute corruption. I mean, you know, they've been trying to get rid of our president and all of our representation ever since we have voted for them. They've been after Donald Trump. They've been after Mo Brooks. They want rid of people who stand up and say, wait a minute, that's not right. Mm-hmm. Why don't we look into this, look at the evidence of this, you know, or my citizens want me to ask you this.
Exactly.
And they do it in respect, you know, respectful, Mo Brooks says, and they say, you're being bad. We're going to cancel you out.
Yep.
We're going to silence you. We're going to muzzle you. And then they say, oh, you millions, 12 million people on Parler, we're canceling you out. Boom, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all you people on Twitter that don't say what we want you to say, boom, you're gone.
Yep.
You know, so what? How can we say anything? I mean, okay, we have... You and I are talking right now on talk radio.
Right.
But we know they want to cancel us if they could get a hold of us.
Exactly.
Look at Cumulus Broadcasting. They've already told Mark Levin that if he says anything, he's canceled. He's fired.
Mm-hmm. It's just thank God for Rick Peters and Blue Water, and let's just hope that they don't go after him.
Well, they're going to try to do it some other way. You know, there's sneaky ways they can get to you.
Absolutely correct.
You know, they have some kind of organization come in and say, well, you didn't do this or you did that, therefore we're going to take you off the air or we're going to put you out of business.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Because why? Because you're not doing what we want you to do.
Exactly. It's
you're
all,
not
about, all
saying
about control,
what we want
David.
You to say.
It's all about control.
All about control. And what I set up here and I talk about how big this stock market is and how big of a balloon I think personally it is, it makes a lot of people angry in the investment business because you know why? I'm canceling out some of their business.
Yep. Turnabout's fair play.
It's my opinion. I'm entitled to it.
Absolutely.
To say what I think. Now, I'll tell you, I don't know what's going to happen. I'll say that. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this. It sure looks like it's a balloon. It looks like it's blown up so big.
Absolutely.
It can't go anywhere but down is what it looks like to me. And they're going to stimulate it some more. But, you know, if you continually stimulate something, eventually you're going to stimulate it where it can't be stimulated anymore. And that includes the human body. That includes poking a cattle with a cow prod, whatever. Eventually, somewhere down the road, you make your horse continuously run. Eventually, it's going to drop dead.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot overextend anything. Eventually, you will pay for it dearly if you do. You've got to have it time enough to rest. This stock market, these financial programs, they need some rest. They need a pause or maybe a little bit of a correction or adjustment because if they continue to do what they're doing with it, it's going to be devastation, I fear.
Mm-hmm.
Total,
you're right.
Utter devastation to people's retirement accounts that are older. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what else I can say. I mean, I know. You tell people this and they say, yeah, well, what am I supposed to do? Well, get more careful if you're older, is what I say. You know, They say, well, you know, it'll come back in 6 months. It'll come back in a year. You know, 1929, it went away for over those years. It didn't come back to 1954.
Mm-hmm.
How many people died between 1929 and 1954 that lost their money and they never got it back?
Quite a few.
Probably most of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the average life expectancy back then was about half what it is now. So, you know, if you were 40 years old in 1929 or 55 years old in 1929, you pretty well were screwed.
Yeah, you're right.
You might have been one of them hobos jumping on the trains and taking little rides, you know.
Uh-huh.
But at least you could probably say what you wanted to say, you know.
Yep.
But I know we're about to have to come into a break here in just about a couple of minutes. Do you want to make some comments about all this stuff, Terry?
Well, you know, everybody knows how I feel about it. To me, this is the start of the Great Tribulation. And the vaccine's the mark of the beast. The Pope is the false prophet. And I believe Barack Obama's the Antichrist. But that's just my opinion.
That's right. And you've got the entitled to have your opinion.
I want my country back, David. I want my country back. My country's been taken from me. And what makes me mad is everything the Founding Fathers put in place via the Constitution to prevent this from happening, they have monkeyed with and they've taken over and they bastardized it. So it doesn't work anymore, and I'm sick of it.
Amen. You know, it's just depressing.
It is.
You know, it's just depressing that they would do this to us and then say that it was our fault.
They turn everything around. They speak in reverse, like I've been saying. They really, really do.
I mean, why do they think that we wanted to... I mean, if you went out there and you killed somebody... Wouldn't they want to look at the weapon?
You would think so. Yeah.
They killed Trump's votes. We want to look at the weapon to see if it really came out of that barrel or if it didn't.
Exactly.
You know, what is wrong with wanting to see something?
Well, yeah.
I just can't understand it.
The only time you do not want people to see something is when you have something to hide.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Absolutely.
They want to hide things. You know, they want to hide the fact that the economy could collapse. They want to hide the fact that the boats were stolen, potentially. They want to hide all these things, Terry.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And the average person don't, you know, they've deleted everything.
Yep, exactly.
We've been deleted. They're trying to delete us.
Yep, because we're in the way.
Exactly. Well, I think we're going to take a break now.
I believe so.
We'll be right back.
Yes, we will be right back with more of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest and, of course, our special Thursday night guest, Terry Adams. And we'll be talking about more of the fun things going on in our nation's capital. So don't you go away.
Don't cuss.
Don't cuss either. We'll be back with more Health and Wealth in just moments. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Stay tuned.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Ernest Financial LLC presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Dave and Ernest out there in the land of Zoom.
Yeah.
And Terry Adams right across from me here in the land of sitting in the room with me. And we've got to go back. There's David. There he is. I see him. There he is. Yeah. There he is. He's right there.
You know, we're talking about have we been deleted. You know, is this the...
Cancel culture.
Yeah, the cancel culture.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. You know, we feel like we have been deleted. We feel like that they're trying to... Well, we know we have. We know they're trying. We know for sure because why? They're shutting down everything that you could possibly have social media on. If you say anything they don't like, and I mean anything, you're gone.
That's right.
That's nothing but censorship, canceling you out, whatever you want to call it. We're being canceled. What we think, what we want, don't count. We just want fairness is what we want.
True.
We just want them to look at the votes and look at the hard drives and look at the ballots and say, was there any fraud? We're not saying there's fraud. We think there was because they're acting guilty. If you act guilty, you must be guilty. So they're acting guilty, but yet they won't allow us to look at it. They won't allow anyone. And we do know there's a lot of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been taken to the Supreme Court, but they weren't allowed to do it. Supreme mm-hmm. Court wouldn't listen to it. Why?
Imagine that.
Why do you think, really, truly, that this was not allowed? There's got to be a lot more than we know behind the scenes going on.
Well,
besides, you know,
go ahead.
The fact that they say, well, you know, there was no cheating.
The Supreme Court's controlled. Most of them are being extorted. I mean, the game in D.C. Is get what you can on everybody. That's the game they play. And most, we know that Roberts, there's pictures out there of Roberts with Ghislaine Maxwell. There's pictures out there of Roberts' name on the Lolita Express flight log. So we know he's been compromised. And I believe most of them have been compromised. So they're going to do what they're told by their masters to do, and that is do not listen to this case, in my opinion.
I think you're right. I mean, obviously, there's something going on there because they don't want to listen to the case. It's nope. like they're afraid to listen to the case.
They are.
You know, it's like they're afraid if they listen to the case, they're going to have to override the left wing totally, and they don't want to do that.
No, because they'll take a dirt nap.
I mean, maybe there's things that we don't know that they would suffer. Maybe their lives would be mm-hmm. deleted
mm-hmm.
or something similar to that. And so they just say, no, thank you.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Mo Brooks, they're making him think, no, thank you. They want him to say, you know, what is that when somebody's got you in a cold?
Uncle.
Yeah, I give up.
He's not going to because he's a real patriot.
He's a real patriot. Barry Moore's a real patriot.
Yep.
You know, that representative down in Florida in the panhandle, that man is a real patriot.
Gets.
Our southern representation is patriotism. But I worry about our governor. I worry about her bad-mouthing our representation that we voted for to go up there.
Mm-hmm.
Why did she do that?
Good question.
I mean... And we know why Shelby did it, because he's leaving. He wants to keep his money, so he just leaves and takes his money with him.
Sure.
You know, he don't care any. I mean, he's not going to take the risk.
He's rich.
I mean, why take the risk?
Exactly.
Just take the low road and don't worry about it. Just, in other words, we don't count anymore.
Exactly. Exactly right. There you go.
You know, they've already put their time in and got their millions. Now they leave.
David, I did a show.
A lot of time in and has no millions.
I did a show 2 years ago where I did some research on PACs and the companies, corporations that contribute money to politicians. If, say, a law came up and 100% of a politician's constituents said, hey, we want you to vote yes for this, but his corporate sponsor said don't vote yes, he would not vote yes.
Exactly.
He's going to go with who owns him through the money rather than the people. It's all about the money.
We have got to get back to the grassroots.
Yes.
Of the people are the ones that count.
Of by and for the people.
Yeah. I mean, just throwing money at somebody and saying, well, if you do this for me, you know, I'll do that for you, that's not right.
No, I mean, it's not.
You just don't do it that way. And there's all kinds of laws and regulations that say you can't do it, but yet they're doing it, and so many of them are doing it, and so many of them are becoming extremely wealthy. Mm-hmm. One of the things that might stop a lot of this is term limits.
Yes.
So that's the reason why the Convention of States would be a great thing. As we got closer to the 37 mark, that probably would have been one of the things that was put on the agenda, from what I understood. They don't want it.
No, they don't want it. And who would have to vote in term limits? The very ones who would be affected by term limits. So they're never going to vote it in.
No, because they're going to vote away their money.
Exactly.
You know,
their ill-gotten gains. Yes.
Money's
power, power's control.
You see how those thousands of patriots, yes, they were patriots,
absolutely,
that went to Washington, that were, you know, were not violent, did not invade the...
Nope.
I mean, that was just a few people. So the majority of the... And a lot of them were confused, I think. Of course, they're going to get penalized heavily, and I understand that. And you know, it was a horrible thing the way it happened. But all of those folks that went up there, members of the Republican Party, you know, some remnants of the Tea Party,
mm-hmm,
patriots that went up there on buses just to be there,
yep,
not to invade the Congress,
yeah,
just to be there to say, hey, I support my party.
Yep.
I support Trump. I support my representation. And they want to delete us and make us look like we're terrorists.
Yep, because we're the enemy. We're the enemy.
See, that's just wrong to label us as something that we're not. I mean, who wants to be called names when it's absolutely incorrect? You know, most of the time when they call you names, it's because they want to make you weaker. You know, in school, you remember the poor folks that they would pick on, or in any situation when they pick on you, it's to make you weaker?
Yeah.
So can make you look like an idiot, feel like an idiot, put you out like Mel Brooks, are trying to make him weaker,
mm-hmm,
you know. Yeah. But he is our representation. I know I keep talking about him, but he's one. He was the one that stood up. Barrymore and them, they voted.
Yep.
Mike Rogers, they voted for with what we want.
Yep.
But Mel Brooks is the one that stood up and talked about it. And some other representatives that made a big deal about it, and they want to punish them, unbelievable, take them down, get rid of them, take their power away, they can't talk, take their freedom of speech away from them, ostracize them.
Hey, David, it just scrolled across Fox News, Trump declassifies Obamagate documents. He's going to get one, at least he's going to get one shot in, isn't he?
I hope it works.
Nothing will come from it. I mean, Obama could slaughter a child on live TV and get away with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, him and the Clintons and all the rest of them have
same
done
thing.
So
same
many
thing.
dirty things.
Yep.
It's probably would be unbelievable. I mean, you'd probably believe it. Some folks would, but it's unbelievable, some of the stuff that they did. You know, they're not the only politicians. A lot of politicians down through time have murdered, literally had people killed.
Yes.
And supposedly, and the stuff, and I believe it, that they probably had 8 or 9 people, at least that many killed. Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Yep.
Including the president, so he could become president. Listen,
right,
this nation has been going bad,
yep,
on some things like this for a long time. We are being controlled.
Absolutely.
We are being controlled. Our stock market's being controlled. They're making it bigger right now so that when they can get their money out, just leave someone holding the bag.
Yep.
Guess who's going to be holding the bag?
You are. People out there are.
People that are in the market will be the ones that are holding the bag. You're right, Terry.
What can they do to prevent that?
Big guys leave.
There you go. What do they do with their money?
Well, they can put it in somewhere where it's safer, and it can't go away. A guaranteed account, a guaranteed fixed account that does utilize the stock market in a safer way.
Mm-hmm.
If they're older. Especially, you know, I am not against the stock market, Terry. I've told people this. You know, it's good for younger people.
Sure.
It's good for people who haven't got old yet.
I agree.
If you've got 10 to 20 years before you retire, you know, or 20 years or more, should I say, it's fine.
Sure.
You know, but once you get into that 5 or 10 year bubble that could destroy you, in other words, before you retire, you need to take a look at it and maybe conserve your assets. You know, when you sell, you lock in your gains.
Right.
And they can't ever go away. You know, so if you sell them and lock them in and then put them in something that's guaranteed by insurance companies and still can participate in stock market ways, you can't ever lose, and you're locked in all of these big high numbers. Do you know, I've been reading a lot. I don't know what's going to happen. I say this, but there's people out there that think after this stimulus is over with, this thing could go down 50 to 90%.
Yep.
And stay down for a long time.
Yeah, especially if he shuts the country down like he's claimed he's going to do.
Well, look, all of these people who lost their jobs, look, Tesla alone. This is common knowledge. You can read all this stuff. It's on the internet. It's on all these web pages where people talk about that, know what they're talking about. They said that Tesla alone has to be worth, each car has to be worth $1.25 million to justify. They said that Tesla would have to be in business another 600 years at the rate it's going to be profitable.
Wow. Wow.
So think about that. I mean, maybe he can turn it around. I mean, I'm a fan of Elon Musk. He's got a lot of gonads.
He's brilliant.
He's a brilliant guy. But here's the thing. People bid this market up, and it doesn't make any sense. These technology stocks, remember the dot-com era?
Horrible. Yeah, I do.
All those companies that didn't make any sense.
Right.
And most of them, 90% of them, are gone.
Yep.
People lost everything they had in those companies. Why? Because they don't exist anymore.
That's right. Exactly.
So, you know, Bitcoin, will it happen to it? Who knows? Will the stock market, will it correct anytime soon? I think it probably will in the next 6 months or a year, maybe. It could be dramatic. That's just my thoughts on the matter. Why even put yourself in jeopardy?
Exactly. Why take that chance?
Why put yourself in jeopardy?
Yep.
You know, it, especially if you could just get in there, something safe, wait till it crashed, and then buy back in. There's a lot of people that do that, too.
Yeah.
You know, and they seem to be doing better than the other folks that don't.
Exactly.
I mean, if you don't believe it, go look. I mean, you know, they say, well, stay in it, it'll come back. I know that's because it tells them because they don't want to. Why do they not want you to take it out? Because they're making money on you.
Exactly. They're using
They make a fee on it when it's in the market, but when you take it out, they don't get a fee. Why would they tell you to take it out?
Exactly.
You know. And why would they tell you to vote for Trump or want to let Bo Brooks be heard if it wasn't going to hurt them?
Yep.
In other words, they have power over us right now.
Yep.
And they are trying to keep this power and maintain it over us right now. And we've got to do something about it because we're just like cattle.
We are. Absolutely.
So
correct.
What can we do, Terry?
You know the answer to that. That's the only thing I can think of, unless Trump pulls a rabbit out of the hat the next few days. Don't count that out. That could happen.
Well, if they would let him show, or should it, his attorneys, they whenever I read something on Google or Yahoo or something, you can tell that it is ridiculous.
Sure.
I mean, they're making up stuff as they go. I mean, only a fool couldn't understand that they're trying to lead you to a path that's ridiculous. Some of the stuff they say just couldn't even be right.
Right.
You know, but people are drinking the Kool-Aid.
I know.
And you know what happened to the people who drank the Kool-Aid, don't you?
Yeah, they got poisoned and died.
You know, we don't want to go that route. We don't want to go to the route where, so to speak, our portfolio gets poisoned and dies, or our representation in Washington gets poisoned and might as well have died because they can't speak because they've been muzzled.
Yeah.
You know, we have got to do something. This convention of states sounds like a good thing to me. Now, when I was talking to Mo Brooks, Terry,
Uh-huh.
I said something to him about, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's being said about a new party, you know, this, that, and other. You know, they had the Tea Party and all that. He said, please don't. He says one of the ways you get took over is by divide and conquer.
Sure.
And I think that's one of the things they're trying to push us into. I think if we do have another party, it should be a party that's trying to accelerate the Republican Party, so to speak, and maybe clean it out,
yeah.
Get rid of the bad ones. But we cannot divide and allow them to divide us and conquer us that way.
Well, my big concern, and somebody called another show, and I'm not going to say whose show it was on this network, and said, you know, my big concern is now that we know that they can manipulate the vote and they can change elections, what do we do to stop that? And the host actually said, we elect better people. And I'm thinking, okay, how does that going to work? That's what scares me. Because we know
that they
have equipment, they can manipulate the vote the way it's tabulated. So, is this a convention of states? How's that going to be tabulated? That's what scares me, is how much control do they really have? I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, like, our representatives tried to stand up for us, and we're so proud of them.
Exactly.
But yeah, they manipulated them.
They did.
They deleted them.
Yep.
Deleted what they had to say.
And I got to tell you, David, they're going to try to delete all of us before it's over with. If you supported Trump, they're going to be coming after you in all kind of different ways.
Oh, I know. I expect them to do it.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, personally, I can't be anything but what I am. I can't believe but what I believe. I do believe that we're headed down a path of destruction, morally, ethically, financially, and everything. And I'm saying, hey, all of this stuff needs corrected.
Yes.
You know, if you go back 100 years ago, no one would believe in ripping a baby out at 9 months and killing it.
Exactly.
No one would have believed in lying like dogs and stealing and killing people obviously it was going on, but not right under our noses. You know, our own representation cannot even do anything because there's so much control from the evil left.
Yes.
In other words, they are controlling our representation.
They are, because they've taken over the government. That's the problem.
And they say, well, these folks went up there and they're terrorists.
Yeah, domestic
We're
terrorists.
We're not terrorists. We are patriots. Get it right.
Amen. Amen.
That's what we are. That's what I feel like we are. Those people up there in Washington, most of them, were patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of times bad things happen. You know, I get it. And you're going to have a bad one, like the Antifa people that were infiltrated in there, that they were doing some bad things and a lot of other things. But most everybody up there was trying to do the right thing, and that is stand up for their country.
Yes.
And they had the gonads to do it, and look what they're going to do to them now.
Yep.
Sacrificial lambs.
Yep.
You know, let the blood flow, they say. We're going to get rid of it. By the way, we're getting rid of your ruler, too. We're going to get rid of everybody that you voted for, that you put your trust in, because we don't like them, because they don't let us do what we want to do.
Bingo.
And that is control you, tax you, steal from you in the stock market, take everything you've got, let everything go up to the moon, and then we're going to come in and scavenge it, and then we're going to leave you holding the bag.
There you go.
Perfect. That's exactly what's coming.
Well stated.
I do believe.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
So, you know, that's the reason why I feel like a loner sometimes out here talking about this, because a lot of the financial folks, they're scared. I talk to them, they say, David, you better be careful. I said, really? They said, yeah. And this is what they say. Well, most of them say, well, I agree with you, but I wouldn't do what you're doing. Why? Well, you know, there's a lot of power in Washington and some other places, and they may just clip your wings, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm going, yeah, they might. They might. But I thought we still had free speech.
We used to.
But if you say something, you know, if we have free speech, Terry, until you say something they don't like.
There you go.
Like something about the investments or the annuities, or something about politics, or something about anything.
Exactly. Exactly right.
You know,
David.
You can't say it. You get deleted.
Exactly. If you become an enemy of the state, well, if you tell the truth, you become an enemy of the state. That's pretty much where we are right now.
And you can't say what you think might happen. In other words, I think what might happen here is we're headed to such a financial disaster and economic disaster that we may have a revolution anyway.
True.
Is what I'm thinking.
I think
we may have a revolution regardless of whether they try to get us to shut up.
Yep.
You know? And what can you blame people when you beat down like this, you're controlled like this so much?
No.
Can you blame anyone for trying to take up for themselves and their fellow man?
No. Abraham Lincoln said, when the government becomes tyrannical, it is not your right but your duty to change it. That's what Abraham Lincoln said.
That's what I believe.
I believe that too.
It's our duty to say what we believe. I mean, how many people that are Christians out there don't tell people what they believe because that's what they've been charged to do?
Good point.
You know, in other words, they're going to tell you what they think.
Yep.
And, you know, whether you agree or disagree with it.
That's right.
That should be okay because what? We're supposed to have freedom of religion.
Supposed to.
We're supposed to have freedom of speech. And we're supposed to have our day in court.
Wow. Yep. We don't get that either.
But we don't get that.
Nope. We do not because they control the courts.
I mean,
what kills me, David, is the media. And I've been talking about this for 6 years. The media is the most powerful weapon they have. And it's setting the narrative. It's gaslighting everybody. It's perception management. You know, Trump's the bad guy. Biden and Kamala Harris were duly elected. They're the good guys. Trump is an insurrectionist. Everybody that voted for Trump is an insurrectionist. They are domestic terrorists. That's what the media is pounding 24/7 in everybody's heads.
Yep.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
And I hope to God I live long enough to see these people drug out of the studio and hung for treason. I hope I live long enough to see it.
You know, back in the old days, they would have already been hung.
Exactly. But Bill Clinton is the one that signed and got rid of the anti-monopoly laws on the media. Bill Clinton's the one that did that. Six corporations own 90% of everything you hear and watch on TV.
You know, it's almost like if you go back into the Middle Ages when, you know, the feudal system was up there.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, you're controlled by what they want you to do.
Absolutely.
You don't have, you're just a servant?
You're a serf.
You're a serf. That's where we're getting back to.
Absolutely.
We're serfs.
We are.
We're being controlled by the feudal system again.
Yep.
And what is the feudal system? Bill Gates.
Yep. The haves and the have-nots.
Exactly. We are being controlled. You know, and even the super middle class, and I'm going to call the super middle class folks that are up to $10 million. You say, that's crazy. $10 million is a lot of money. Think about it. They don't have any say-so.
Nope. No, they're not,
I mean,
they're
you
not
can
in
be
the
wiped
club.
Out in a heartbeat
they're
if
not
you've got
in the
$10
club.
Million or less dollars.
Yeah, the club, the door to the club is closed. They're not letting anybody else in the club. The club is the billion-dollar club. And
exactly.
They're not letting anybody else in, Dave.
No, they don't let them in, and they don't want them in there because they want to keep control.
Exactly.
And they most of these evil politicians
mm-hmm.
are being, their strings are being pulled, like, you know, with money.
Absolutely.
China. I mean, how do they come out with $10, $20, $30 million when they retire?
On
they were only making $190,000
exactly.
a year. How do you figure that happened?
Oh, insider trading, and every bit of legislation they pass has a back door to funnel money back to them.
Yes, and, you know, and they expect it. Look at the Bidens and all the stuff, the accusations, which I think are true. Of over $1 billion
yep.
has been, they say, are sitting in overseas accounts that
yep.
no one knows where they are.
Yep.
And Hunter Biden and his dad have this money, supposedly, you know.
To our biggest enemy. To our biggest enemy. But he's going to be elected president?
Sold us out.
It's unreal.
You know, and the Chinese are laughing right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they are about to take over a lot of oil. Over in the China Seas.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about is oil, by the way. Come on.
Which is money.
And they're laughing at us, and Biden and Hunter probably are going, well, give us a little piece of it, you can have it all.
Oh, believe me, they're getting billions of dollars from China.
And this is what's happening to us, and what do we get for it? Censored.
Yep.
Deleted.
Yep.
Or murdered.
unfortunately.
Or all of the above.
Well, David, how do people get in touch with you if they want you to preserve their assets? They got to get out of this system right now, as soon as possible. How can they get in touch with you?
Call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Leave your name, how to get a hold of you. Or you can go to retirewithearnest.com, our website, and leave a message there, and Excellent. We will contact you. But we're easy to get a hold of, and we will return calls to you.
You're easy to work with, too. I know that, because you've got my money, you got my wife's money, you got my mom's money. So, I mean, you're easy to work with. I trust you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But you know what? There's a lot of good companies standing behind this money.
True.
And it's not going anywhere.
But I would know what to do with that money if it weren't for you. So thank you.
You're more than welcome. And thank you for saying that.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that's good advertising. So we've got about 2 minutes left. So I think, you know, we'll go out in just a moment.
Yes,
with do you still have that song that we had coming in?
Strange Magic?
Strange Magic. Because, okay. You know, there's a witch hunt going on.
Yes, sir.
And the witch hunt is not just to get rid of Trump or to get rid of Mo Brooks. You know, there's a bunch of evil, ugly witches up there in Washington.
Absolutely.
And you know who I'm talking about. Pelosi, AOC.
Hillary.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yep.
All of those folks. And, you know, we have got to make sure that they don't put a spell on us and get rid of all of us, too.
Amen. Wow. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just a button.
Ah, a button.
Maybe it's Pelosi.
Yeah, she is already casting
that spell.
But
a spell on us.
It was just a button.
It was just a button.
But I didn't have that song separate there, so what I was going to do is run through the beginning of all of it there, and we'll
the
take it out.
The hoodoo that you do,
of
sir.
Course. We only have about 30 seconds left, actually. So we could just say that we'll be back Monday night. We'll be back live Monday night.
Good.
I've got something good set up for tomorrow night. I'm not sure good. If I remember what it is or not. Terry, real quick, give us your phone number where they can get hold of you.
Adams Motorsports 271.